This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A regular here, Greg Quinn, will have his notes from the current farm in just a moment. But first, a crazy story about a woman who was removed from an airplane flight for stabbing a man sitting next to her with her pen. A Southwest Airlines flight en route from Chicago Midway to Manchester, New Hampshire, was delayed when a passenger was removed for poking her seatmate with a fountain pen. The passenger poked the man next to her with the pen to stop him from snoring. Airline officials say the incident happened before the plane took off from Chicago. As the plane taxied toward takeoff, the woman sitting next to the man decided she had had enough of his snoring. Witnesses said the man shouted, "She stabbed me with a pen." Taco Bell has launched its hottest sauce packet ever this month. The fast food chain released Diablo on Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. Diablo is Spanish for devil. And the new sauce features a variety of hot peppers, including chipotle and chili. A regular contributor here each week is naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn, who is in fact responsible for bringing the black currants back to the U.S. market and grows black currants on his current farm in the Hudson Valley, New York.
Hi, I'm Greg Quinn with this week's Notes from the Current Farm. May is when apple blossoms are in full splendor, red rhubarb and green asparagus are the stars of the garden, young nestlings are hungrily chirping for the next morsel mom brings home, and one can hear the vibrating hum of 30,000 buzzing bees in a giant ball hanging from a low tree branch. Honeybees that are kept in an apiary, as we have here on the current farm, and wild honeybees that typically live in hollow trees, swarm this time of year. 30,000 buzzing bees can seem like something out of a Stephen King novel and frighten all who come across the specter. The loud buzzing sound and sight of the huge numbers of bees makes them appear angry. But in fact, they are usually quite docile and not, for the most part, in a stinging mood. Bees sting to protect themselves or their hive since the swarm is in effect homeless. They're not feeling very protective. The queen honeybee has been laying eggs since early April, and the population of most hives is quite large this time of year, often too large for the size of the beehive or the tree cavity. So the swarming instincts is a way to make room while at the same time expanding the population. So what's going on? The queen perceives the hives as too crowded and decides to leave and find a new home. Approximately 50% of the worker bees follow her. She will land on a nearby branch or structure, which can be close to the ground or 30 feet up in a tree. It's her choice. The workers that followed will surround her, each clinging to the next, forming a large buzzing clump. Then, a number of scouts will leave the clump and head out in all directions in search of a new home. This new home is usually a hollow tree, but on occasion could also be the wall of a house or a building with a hole leading into it. They instinctively know how big it needs to be. If it's too small to accommodate the swarm and wax honeycomb they'll build, or if it's too cavernous, they will reject it and continue searching. When a suitable location is found, the lucky scout will return to the swarm and communicate her success to the mass using what's called a waggle dance, where she wiggles and waggles, indicating the exact direction and distance. Once she has told the assemblage where to go, the bees will leave their temporary branch and fly off to their new home in one large cloud of bees. Once inside, the workers immediately set about building new honeycomb and bringing in nectar and pollen to feed the family. As soon as some of the six-sided wax comb is constructed, the queen begins laying one egg in each cell and can lay up to 2,000 eggs every day. The swarm is a very important part of the honeybee's life cycle and is the only way the population can naturally expand. For beekeepers, the swarm is gold because if it's within reach, they can often capture it and move it to their apiary in a new hive box. The beekeeper will then have a new hive of bees, and the bees will have a new home. We all know very well how much trouble honeybees are having these days, and there's a way everyone can help. If you encounter a swarm, call a beekeeper, a beekeeping supply store, or your local extension to report its location. In fact, they're so common this time of year, it's a great idea to look up these numbers now and carry them with you or enter them into your mobile phone so you can make the call on the spot. The swarm will generally only hang around for a day or less, so time is critical. Next week, I'll tell you what happens with the 50% of the bees that stayed behind with no queen. For a podcast of this and previous notes from the Current Farm, and to learn why the healthiest berry was banned in the U.S., go to currants.com. That's currants with an A.
I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email at mikeaw@mikebennettradio.com. That's mikeaw@mikebennettradio.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at MikeBennett11. And I am Mike Bennett with naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn. And you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Are you creative? If so, you probably procrastinate, according to a study in the Creativity Research Journal.
Researchers looked at an elite group of young scientists. The one thing they weren't worried about? Procrastination.
In fact, they actively procrastinated to improve their productivity. What's their secret? Like fine wines, ideas get better with age.
When you hold an idea in your head without actively working on it, you give your subconscious mind time to develop it further. You may be working on a routine task, but your brain is hard at work on your big idea.
Procrastination pays, so give your ideas time to ferment. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Impersonating a comedy, The Wedding Ringer proves that money can't buy friends, a best man, or laughs. I'm out.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how many mistakes have you made today? Probably at least three. Here's the social science of it.
1, 2, 5. Three.
Researchers have identified at least three types of common mistakes. The first, the assumption type. You leave out a critical piece of information and assume you did it right. Next, a selection mistake, where you switch things accidentally. And the final mistake, a capture mistake. You start one thing, something captures your attention, and you forget to do the first.
Spectacular mistake.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Routine is not your friend. Check your work, check your friend's work, and then get them to recheck your work. Create a checklist of what to do correctly and mark it off each and every time. That will reduce mistakes and keep you out of costly lawsuits. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.